Radio MD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Cassandra Carlopio is joining us. She's an addiction coach, yoga nidra practitioner, and works at recovery treatment centers to help people in recovery. Welcome to the show. And Cassandra, how is yoga nidra helping addicts and people that are dealing with stress and chronic pain?
Thanks for having me. So this particular form of yoga nidra, some of the kind of results are increased mood, decreased emotional reactivity, an increase of acceptance, calm, and awareness, particularly around recognizing physical feelings and emotions and listening to cues of the body. And also really, really, really helps with insomnia. So, I mean, all of those things are so kind of central to people in recovery that it really provides kind of experiential blueprints for what it means to experience calm in the midst of, you know, whatever is arising.
Chaos. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's fantastic for people to see that, you know, even if they're dependent on a substance or, you know, they're dealing with high amounts of stress in their life from whatever they're dealing with, whether it's a divorce or cancer, you know, so many people contacting me with different issues that they're going through, and they really are thirsty for knowledge of how they could deal with the stress in their life. And they don't want to turn to drugs or alcohol. They don't want to turn to food. They don't want to turn to gambling and, you know, and other things that kind of band-aid their pain. So this is just so exciting to hear that yoga nidra, which is like a form of meditation, can help, it sounds like, with wiring of the brain. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about how the brain changes, or how, you know, your sleep patterns become better, how it does reduce stress in the mind, the brain?
Sure. So with sleep, what people find is that really the way the practice is set out is very deliberate, and it helps people learn to navigate themselves down through the sleep stages and down through the stages of kind of relaxation, so that they're kind of getting, they're more familiar with how to allow their body to go into a really deep, restful sleep. And then in terms of the brain and the wiring of the brain and the nervous system, it's this really beautiful practice of retraining the nervous system and allowing the nervous system the opportunity, first and foremost, to relax deeply, which is so healing and so nourishing for our entire mind and body. And it's kind of one of the... one of the core components is this idea of an inner resource or resourcing, where you're starting to train your nervous system and train your brain to access a deep state of calm, security, and ease that can be drawn upon at any point throughout the practice, but also throughout the day. Yeah.
So it sounds like you kind of, if you begin to practice this form of yoga nidra, it basically builds the muscle in your brain to actually have access to this calm and this state of being once you begin the practice. So it sounds like a valuable investment to just try this and to continue to try it. And I think it's, I would love for you to tell our listeners, but do you think it's valuable for someone to have a form of meditation of any kind, even if it's not this? How valuable is it for someone to have that internal access, you know?
Oh, completely valuable. Any form of meditative inquiry, I think, is almost vital as an antidote to the kind of very stressful and very, very busy lives that most of us lead. So anything, mm-hmm. I think, that helps people get quiet, helps people reconnect to themselves, helps mm-hmm. people kind of identify and get some space from, you know, the really busy thinking patterns and behavioral patterns mm-hmm. that we can fall into, I think is really, really mm-hmm. valuable.
And how do you go on, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I just have this really sweet, really brief story from a colleague of mine who came and did a yoga nidra session, and the month before she had a number of like kind of quite shocking car incidents, like a few accidents. She wasn't physically hurt, but it was quite stressful for her, and then she came and she did a yoga nidra practice, and we kind of focused really on this idea of resourcing and kind of getting access to, and like you said, building that muscle to be able to really access security, ease, and calm. Mm-hmm. And the next day she called me up and told me that that night she had gone out to dinner with her husband and he was driving, and prior to doing the practice, when he had been driving and getting close to cars in front of him, she had felt herself getting really anxious, kind of just since these accidents that she'd had. And she said they were in that situation. He was driving. He was getting close to a car in front of them. And she said she felt herself going into that anxious state. And then without any even kind of conscious intention, her mind immediately went to her inner resource. And that her entire body calmed down almost in like a second.
Wow.
And it was just, yeah, a really sweet story of how powerful kind of embedding a resource in your nervous system can be.
That's so inspiring to hear that we really, like, our brains are self-wired and we can form these new habits at any point. It's just a matter of taking action and trying that, you know? It's inspiring to hear. Absolutely. Mm. And with the, I was going to ask you, with the clients that you work with at the treatment centers that are dealing with addictions and they're getting into recovery, how do you teach them to make this habitual? You know, for people that don't have good time management skills or tend to procrastinate or don't make that as important as it should be, how do you get them to see that they need to incorporate this to their lives? Yeah. You know, when someone comes out of like a bad kind of phase in their life,
it's a good point and an ongoing kind of conversation that I have with myself about it and other people working in this field. One of the benefits, I think, is that because the practice is so, kind of easeful, that clients actually want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really encourage people to do it the first thing when they wake up.
Okay,
and
good.
Also kind of just before they go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And often people are really kind of motivated to do it before they go to sleep because they have such trouble, you know, turning their mind off at night in order to go to sleep. So to have a guided practice is quite, they really look forward to that. So.
All right, and that changes everything when somebody's like looking forward to it, and it just becomes part of without question, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
But there's no doubt it's important to kind of have that consistency, and that's most people struggle with getting that into their routine.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Cassandra. Where can people find you?
Okay, they can find me at cassandracarlopio.com. It's cassandracarlopio.com. And also please visit the Integrative Restoration Institute, which is irest.us. They have amazing programs and retreats and are doing a really wonderful service for the world.
Thank you so much. Well, this is Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you so much for listening and stay well.